Harper Audio presents Before the Poison by Peter Robinson, performed by Susan Lyons and Toby Leonard Moore. Chapter 1. Famous Trials. Grace Elizabeth Fox, April 1953, by Sir Charles Hamilton Morley. Grace Elizabeth Fox rose from her bed and dressed with the aid of her young attending officer, Mary Swan, at 6:30 a.m. on the morning of April 23rd, 1953. She ate a light breakfast of toast, marmalade and tea. Then she busied herself writing letters to her family and friends. After a small brandy to steady her nerves shortly before 8 a.m., she spent the following hour alone with the chaplain. At 30 seconds before 9 a.m., Mr. Albert Pierpoint and his assistant entered Grace's cell, and with his usual polite deference and dispatch, Mr. Pierpoint tied her hands behind her back with a soft calfskin strap and escorted her the short distance to the execution house directly above. It had been raining during the night, and the stone steps were dark and slick with rain. The small party entered the house, where the governor, the doctor, and two witnesses were already waiting, at 9 a.m. precisely. According to later accounts, Grace comported herself with great dignity throughout, and she never faltered in her steps or uttered a sound, except for a brief shudder and audible inhalation of breath when she first saw the rope. Once at the gallows, she was placed in position over the chalked T on the trapdoor, and the assistant pinioned her ankles with a leather strap. Mr. Pierpoint took from his pocket a white cotton hood, which he placed over Grace's head. Then he carefully and gently adjusted the leather-sheathed noose around her neck.